From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Pentagon's troubled program to recruit, train, and equip Syrians to fight the self-declared Islamic State is being put on what White House officials are calling an operational pause. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the program now focuses on equipping groups already on the battlefield.
Only a handful of Syrian fighters have emerged from the $500 million program Congress approved to train Syrian fighters outside of Syria. Brett McGurk is the deputy presidential special envoy for the coalition fighting the Islamic State. He says fighters will no longer be taken outside of Syria for weeks of training.
It's not halting the program. Those stories are just not true. It's adapting it and to make it more effective and to apply immediately to the forces that are on the ground fighting ISIL now.
The Pentagon now plans to airdrop equipment to groups already fighting the Islamic State. It's not clear which of them will be chosen, but officials say they'll include Syrian Arabs, Christians, and Kurds. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
The Pentagon says Russian leaders have responded to a proposed draft of safety guidelines for military aircraft flying missions in Syria. A second round of talks between the two countries about the plan could take place as soon as this weekend. President Obama has met with the families of the 9 people killed in last week's shootings at a community college in Roseburg, Oregon. NPR Scott Horsey reports that Mr. Obama's visit today drew mixed reaction from local residents.
President Obama spent about an hour meeting with the victims' families in Roseburg. Afterwards, he told reporters the families were grateful for the help and prayers they'd received from around the country. Obama said little about gun control legislation, adding this visit was about the families, but he said at some point the country will have to come together to find a way to prevent mass shootings from occurring. Obama's appeal last week for a change in the politics surrounding gun laws drew a sharp response from some in the Roseburg area. Some protested the president's visit with signs, saying Obama is wrong and gun-free zones are for sitting ducks. Others met the president with signs saying welcome. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Republican Paul Ryan is under mounting pressure to run for House Speaker, especially after Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy backed out of the running. New York Congressman Peter King is among Republicans in favor of Ryan taking the job.
If Paul decided to run, he would be elected probably unanimously, as close to unanimous as you could be.
But Ryan has indicated he's not interested in being Speaker, preferring to focus instead on his chairmanship of the House Ways and Means Committee. The current House Speaker, John Boehner, says he'll delay his retirement if necessary until his successor is named. Boehner had planned to retire from Congress at the end of this month. This is NPR News. Executions are temporarily on hold in Arkansas. A circuit court judge there issued the ruling in the case of a group of inmates challenging a law that allows the state to withhold the names of companies making or selling the lethal drugs it uses. An attorney for the plaintiff says the law puts death row inmates at risk of unconstitutional suffering because the drugs used to execute them cannot be scrutinized. California Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed a measure designed to protect immigrants convicted of low-level drug offenses from deportation. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In California, anyone charged with a minor drug offense, such as possession, can plead guilty and volunteer to enter treatment. The charge is wiped from one's record upon successful completion of the program. But the guilty plea is viewed by the federal government as a conviction, and convictions can lead to mandatory detention and deportation for an immigrant who has a green card or is in this country illegally. California lawmakers passed a proposal that would have eliminated the requirement to file a guilty plea before entering drug treatment. But California Governor Jerry Brown vetoed the bill, saying it goes too far. He says the bill eliminates the most powerful incentive to stay in treatment. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
A federal judge in Massachusetts is refusing to dismiss a defamation lawsuit brought against comedian Bill Cosby. 3 women say that Cosby sexually abused them decades ago and ruined their reputations by denying it. In his first ruling Friday, U.S. District Judge Mark Mastriani rejected Cosby's bid to dismiss the case before it ever goes to jury. This is it.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.